This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Wednesday's storm brought a little bit of badly needed rain, but thankfully only minor problems across Columbus County. City and county schools were closed due to the wind threat to buses. Williamson's Barbecue in Chaffin had some significant roof damage. There were some scattered power outages across the county, and traffic lights in parts of Whiteville were knocked offline for a while. Rainfall amounts range from 66 one-hundredths of an inch to just over an inch across Columbus County. Meteorologist Christopher Cawley has the full breakdown, and as always, he's watching the weather for us. Folks, we still have more weather news to deal with. Unfortunately, dangerous fire conditions are continuing throughout our area, and they are expected to increase tomorrow. Long-term forecasts call for an extended drought and active wildfire conditions through the month of June. The city of Whiteville is urging residents not to do any type of outdoor burning. All burn permits in the city have been canceled. County Manager Eddie Madden said the state auditor's office is investigating Columbus County's experiences with the North Carolina Office of Resiliency and Recovery. Multiple complaints have been filed against NCOR contractors, both in Columbus County and statewide. Now, NCOR is more than $200 million in the red, with less than half of its projects completed. Legislators approved another $217 million to complete the work last week. They also put new strict guardrails in place with NCOR and will shut the agency down after the work is complete. Porch pirates are a plague in every community in the state, and a bill passed by the state house will greatly increase punishments for mail theft. Under House Bill 34, the punishment for mail larceny would be increased to one class level higher than the usual sentence for larceny. Now, what that means is a misdemeanor theft would become a felony theft in most cases. At Tuesday's Council of State meeting, Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler warned that North Carolina, not California, is in higher danger of catastrophic urban impacts from wildfires due to development and the growing population. At the same time, the State Forest Service is short on funding. Troxler noted that the North Carolina Forest Service is suffering from a lack of manpower due to low pay and sometimes unreliable equipment. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins will visit North and South Carolina tomorrow for a tour and a briefing about the fires in both states. Devane Cox Fowler will present a program on kinship of the members of St. Paul Methodist Church this Saturday at 2 p.m. That's going to be at the Southeastern Genealogical Society meeting. The Society meets at Whiteville Alliance Church, 623 Warrior Trail in Whiteville, and as always, everyone is welcome. The Forest Service is holding prescribed burner licensing classes May 19th through the 22nd. Certified burner classes are delivered through a combination of virtual classroom sessions and in-person group field activities. Topics to be covered include North Carolina's Prescribed Burn Act, weather, fuels, topography, fire danger training, managing smoke, firing techniques, and burn plans. Participants will need suitable hardware for virtual learning environments, such as a laptop or a tablet, a microphone, as well as reliable high-speed internet. The cost is $25. Go to ncforestservice.gov for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.